overcoming obstacles. Oh, he was brash, he was loud, he was annoying, and he was a bully. Nobody would argue with him. Why would they? He was bigger, meaner, and nastier than anybody in the World Wrestling Federation that you've ever seen. His appearance made everyone shiver with fright. He was over 9 feet tall. He wore a bronze helmet and he sported a coat of armor of bronze that weighed over 125 pounds. On his timber-like legs were coverings of armor as well. He carried a bronze javelin slung over his back, and its shaft was like a weaver's rod with the iron point weighing more than 15 pounds. Is it any wonder they called him the champion? His name, Goliath, brought goosebumps to all the Israel's army. That day, whenever they would mention his name, they would all cower because they were afraid of Goliath. Every day for weeks, he taunted the Israel army and King Saul. Each morning, the Israelites would line up in military rank until they heard the voice of Goliath, and then they all fled back to their tents. They were afraid. And one day, of course, we all know this young shepherd boy named David, one of Jesse's sons, the youngest of Jesse's sons. This boy in his mid to late teens from the Judean countryside visited his older brothers, the older three brothers who were soldiers at Socah in Judah, where that battle was taking place. You see, in our scripture passage today, we hear that story as it unfolds, as it's being told to us. The order of events that made Jesse's son David a national hero. A biblical heavyweight and a spiritual giant. You see, it was this story in Samuel that propels David from a nobody little shepherd boy to a somebody. He would be the biblical and historical limelight forever from that day on. He made his mark. You see, his confidence was in God, and it tells us that in verses 32 through 37, that's where David's confidence lay. That's where his faith was. The Israelite army, including David's brothers and King Saul, misplaced their confidence and were not well equipped to find it. You see, they all looked for their confidence builder to be in their numbers, to be in their equipment, to be in their fortification, to be in all those warlike things, their armor, their shield, their staff, all the things they had, their spears, their swords. That's what they were relying on. Each of them had lost their sight of the real basis for confidence, which was God. It took a teenager, it took a young boy, to remind them that confidence comes from within first. That confidence comes within your very heart and soul. The motto that you and I as Christians and all Christians should live by comes from Philippians 4:13, where it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When we put our faith and our trust in God. Many, many years ago, a question was asked of a pioneer missionary to China, J.G. Morrison. He was asked a question, do you expect to make an impression on the vast Chinese empire? And his classic reply was this. He said, no, but I expect that God will. You see, God is going before me. That's who my faith is in. God will make a difference in their lives, and He will allow me to be a part of it. You see, the more we get into God's Spirit, the more we get into His power and presence, the more confidence we will have to overcome the obstacles that we face in everyday life. The second thing today is David's ability to be comfortable with God's plan. David's ability to be comfortable with what God had planned for him. He knew that God had put this in place for him. And we find that in verses 37 through 40. Goliath's battle plan was intimidation. He intimidated everybody around him because of his sheer size, his brute strength, and was it. I mean, that was it. I mean, he could stand up and walk out and everybody cowered because of how big he was. You see, David didn't fight that way. He didn't meet Goliath on the giant's terms, but he forced the giant to meet him on his terms. 5 smooth stones. Could you imagine what it looked like for this young boy to be kneeling down, bending over, and picking up 5 stones out of the brook? It was, in some versions, it's the wadi, the little creek. And he picked up those 5 smooth stones and he put them in his bag. And to see this huge giant of a man standing over there laughing at him because of who he is and his size. You see, David understood that to meet this challenge, he would do his best and leave the rest to God. See, he put it in God's hands. He said, "Here I am, I'm your faithful servant. I'm going to do what I need to do." Many years ago, a man by the name of Cassius Clay was an outstanding boxer. He later changed his name, of course, most of y'all know, to Muhammad Ali, and was practically unbeatable during his prime. The sports commentators and the announcers always commented that Ali made the opponent fight his fight. He went in with confidence. Ali set the pace, and the other boxer either kept up or ended up on the mat. You see, David in our story today refused to be intimidated by Goliath's appearance. Young David was outmatched by his size, his age, his experience, and even his weapons. But in a moment of sheer abandonment, he approached Goliath in the power of God. Wow. And with an attitude like his and his faith in the living God, David's plan succeeded. Today I ask you, what is it that you fear? What obstacles do you face each and every day? Whose plan are you working on? Are you trying to do it by your own plan, or are you doing it with God's plan? You know, you and I have to discover God's personal plan for a successful life. We have to find His plan for our lives, what it is He's calling us to do and us to be. You know, we all, in this world, people fear things all the time. People face obstacles every day, all kinds of things. They hear words they don't want to hear. They are racked with pain. They are racked with fear. Do they put God first in choosing how to lead their life and live their life? The third thing this morning is that David conquers the enemy with God. Verses 41 through 49. He conquers the enemy with God. God's there. One of the benefits of the Christian faith is that our God is not just somewhere in the sky unconcerned about us. No. You see, God's presence just strides right along with you and I as we meet our giants in life each and every day. God is there with us, and we meet giants along our path. Some people frighten us. Some people intimidate us. Some people annoy us. Some people just aggravate us. But guess what? Sometimes we just have to suck it up and learn how to deal with it. Learn how to deal with it with our own terms and with God. Don't play into somebody else's hand, but allow God to use you to be something special in that person's life that day. You see, God's not just hanging around somewhere unconcerned. He's right with us every day as we meet our giants. We take aim with our rocks of faith, and God delivers them to the right spot. We either conquer with God, like David did, or we fail like the army of Israel against the Philistines. Remember, God is looking for some straight shooters who are ready to hurdle the obstacles of life. Are you ready this morning? Are you ready to be a straight shooter in the obstacles of life that we face? Are you ready to lean on God and allow Him to be the one you turn to? Let us pray. Lord, we thank You this day for who You are. We thank You, Lord, for the goodness of each and every day, for the blessings that come our way, for loving us, for holding us close, for reminding us that our faith is in You, that You hold all those keys. You hold all the plans. You have all of our hope, our fears, our concerns. You have them. You use them, Lord, for good and not evil against us. You use them to help us in our time of need, in our time of sharing, in our time of want. Lord, I ask this day that You hold us all so very close, that You remind us, Lord, of who You are each and every day, that You remind us of the goodness that we have in You, the goodness to share You with those around us. Lord, this day, continue to be with us. Continue to bless us. Continue to let us be an instrument of Your peace in all that we do. For it is in Your Son's name we do pray. Amen.